Welcome back to the Tank Me Later podcast, which is part of the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. I am your host, Noah Rubin, and in today's TML Draft Series episode, we are going to be talking about G League Ignite forward Modest Bouzelis. So let's go ahead and get into it. And quickly, before we decide to talk about Modest Bouzelis, I just wanted to remind you that support for this Fantasy Basketball International podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Shaving your jewels doesn't have to be risky business anymore thanks to the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. This trimmer is all about keeping things smooth and safe so you can trim with confidence. Treat your wrinkle berries and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com. to get 20% off plus free shipping with the code FBI20. With Manscaped, it's easy grooming, no surprises. Trust me, this trimmer will be your crown jewel's new best buddy. Just a reminder, that is 20% off plus free shipping with the code FBI20 at manscaped.com. Show your balls some love and feel free as a dove. And again, just take note that it is no longer FBI. It is FBI20 is our code. FBI, just putting that in, won't work anymore. You have to include the 20 as well. G League Ignite's Modest Bouzelis is who we're here to talk about today. One of the prospects that chose the G League Ignite route, one of the final prospects to choose that route. Played forward for them. He will be 19 at the time of the draft. Will turn 20. Just before the regular season starts. He's 6'11", 195. Tall guy, not a ton of strength yet. Not a ton of body mass yet. I don't want to say he's a weak guy just because he's 195, because that doesn't directly translate, but that is also something that I think we will talk about in a little bit. But looking at his per 75 possession stats, and I just want to note that this has an asterisk next to it, because while per possession stats are easy to find for college players because they are right there on Basketball Reference, they're not easy to find for players in the G League, players playing overseas. They're not as easy to find. So these are my calculations based off of how many total possessions the team played over the course of the year, how many minutes Modest Bouzelis played, and how many minutes the team played, and just averaging out an estimate for the amount of possessions he played in comparison to the amount of points, rebounds, assists. So these are probably not exactly correct, but they are my estimations for it. And I don't think it's far off unless the pace was just drastically different when he was on the floor versus when he was off the floor, which I don't think that was necessarily the case. All that to be said, if somebody else has better per possession stats and says, hey, those numbers look wrong, that's why. Go with their stats. But that being said, my estimations are 17.3 points, 8.1 rebounds, 2.4 assists, 1.1 steals, 2.4 blocks, 2.6 turnovers, 1-3, 45.5% shooting from the floor, 26.1% from beyond the arc, 69.6% from the free throw line. I have him ranked fifth on my board. And honestly, the main reason that I have him top five is something I will talk about at the end, but I want to talk about all of the like real tangible numbers based things that we can, and like the actual qualities that I have observed before I talk about pretty much the main reason that I have him, that I bumped him up a few spots. No ceilings has him down at 10, but pretty close to where I have him for pretty much everybody else. Sam Vecini from The Athletic has him sixth. ESPN has him sixth. And The Ringer, Kevin O'Connor, has him ranked fifth. Some of his strengths, just obviously based off the numbers, the defensive stats, specifically his shot blocking, he's 6'11", and a perimeter, I guess, like we'll call him a forward because that's what his listed position is. I've seen small forward as a listing at 6'11". I think he'll end up being more of a power forward in today's, like the modern NBA. Just like maybe he's a guy that starts at small forward and as his body fills out, he adds some weight, moves over to power forward because he's 6'11". That would have been center height 10 years ago, but play style obviously doesn't match that. A 3-4 kind of guy. I think the idea of Modest Buzelis is both a strength and a weakness. And that's pretty much his strengths and weaknesses to me. So what I mean by that is the idea of this 6'11 guy that can pass the ball well, can, you know, has a good looking shot, has touch, has the ability to pretty much do everything, or the upside to pretty much do everything and impact the game in every way. That sounds fantastic, doesn't it? Pretty much every team would want a guy like that on their team, and especially be able to get him not with the top few picks in a really good class. The idea of Modest Buzelis sounds phenomenal. But what we saw in the G League, granted, on a bad G League Ignite team that did not win very much, while competing with other guys who are following a similar, not necessarily competing with them, but like on the same trajectory as him, as far as like playing alongside Rod Holland, another guy that came just from high school against, you know, pros, guys that have played, have logged NBA minutes, that have logged minutes overseas, that are trying to make it into the NBA, that are competing to get paid, to be able to feed their families. It's different versus when you're a guy that's like, yeah, pretty much as long as I don't suck, I'm going to go top 10. That's all he had to do was go out there and compete and play basketball, just like show effort, show flashes of things. And yeah, he's going to go top 10 based off of what he had already accomplished. Not saying like, oh, he's just kind of walking into a top 10 pick or anything like that. But the mentality is different. He wasn't out there trying to prove that he belongs in the NBA. He's a guy that's going to get drafted. So if the idea doesn't pan out, and like, say, you know, he shot 26.1% from three. If he doesn't improve as a shooter, that's ends up being a weakness. Like 45.5% from the floor. Like he has shown flashes, but it wasn't that great in the G League. 2.6 turnovers per game to 2.4 assists. Like he has shown vision, but that's not very efficient. So really the blocks were the main stat that like really shine. And as I'm saying that, those were based off my estimations, but it's still a negative or less than one, I guess would be the way to say it, assist to turnover ratio. Those are my estimate numbers, 2.4 assists to 2.6 turnovers, but more turnovers than assists. Not ideal. So does he improve those things? Like, big question marks there. His ceiling to me is, I mean, maybe I got to stop doing this ceiling floor thing because for everybody, like maybe it is just because it's at the top. All-star upside. It's a weak draft class, but all-star upside. This guy can make, like end up being an all-star if things really pan out. I mean, honestly, this may even be Modest if things really pan out. Like he might be an all-NBA player and an all-defensive guy if things really, really pan out for Modest Buzelis and he's able to, you know, improve as a shooter, improve as a finisher, improve his efficiency as far as being a playmaker and continue to be really good as a help side shot blocker, but also be better as just like a defender, more so than just, hey, he's going to get some blocks. The blocks will be great for fantasy, whether he ends up being a really good defender or not. But if he's not able to fill out his frame, like I said, 6'11", 195, that's very skinny. It's probably going to take him a couple of years to really fill out that frame. And I honestly wouldn't be surprised if he started off slow. And if he doesn't land in the right spot, then it may not work out. It's probably going to take a team that is willing to be pretty patient with him and willing to help him, you know, invest in him. So if he ends up, say, you know, I have him fifth and a couple of the other rankings have him five or six, if he goes to a team, say like Memphis leaps up a few spots or he slides down a few spots to where they are, they're ready to compete. I'm not sure they would take him, but if they do, because the upside is really there, he may not see the floor much for a few years just because, I mean, they've done that with a number of young guys, not anybody drafted that high, but they're going to be ready to compete next year. And if he's, you know, a guy that, you know, had played well at times in the G League, but he's not able to make the transition smoothly into the NBA, they're not going to be afraid to limit his minutes. But then there could also be a team like a Washington or a Detroit that has no problem giving him minutes immediately. Or San Antonio, even if they're competing for a play-in spot next year because Victor Wembanyama is that good, like the upside there might be enough for them to say, hey, it would be really fun to have Modest Muzelis and Victor Wembanyama in the front court for a decade. What if this works out? We have, you know, potentially two top 10 picks, depending on where Toronto's goes. Like, let's spend one on Modest Muzelis. Like, it's just going to take a team that's willing to be patient with him. Because the other bad scenario is that, or I guess the bad scenario would be that a team isn't willing to invest in him and be patient as he develops. And, you know, he struggles at first and they're just like, yeah, we just like, this isn't working. We need to compete. Cause if it is like a team like Memphis, where that is what ends up happening, or say, you know, Chicago or Atlanta, that is a team that was in the play-in this year. Hey, we want to make the next step and add a talent. Oh, shoot, this guy isn't really working out. Granted, things can happen with those teams that change their situations, and it wouldn't be shocking if that happened this summer. All in all, I think he's a guy that's going to take a couple of years to develop. I could be totally wrong. Maybe he'll come in from day one and be really good. It's very, very possible. I hope that's the case. Just because I like seeing good basketball. But as far as a specific team being a good fit, honestly, like anybody in the lottery, and I think that's going to end up being the case for quite a few of these wing guys, just a lot of teams that are in the lottery either need a three or a four. Or like there is a path for them to like all these wings to be long-term starters if they pan out. And in ways that would really help the teams that are in the lottery. So not necessarily an ideal team fit. I think that any situation, it's just whatever team drafts him, I think is going to have to be patient with him. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope that he's able to come in from day one and be really good. The reason that he's kind of risen up my board is this quote. This was from March, late March. So it's been over a month. And I know people, I saw it on Twitter. That's where I saw it. So like, it's not like nobody's seen this quote, but I can't believe that more people didn't talk about it. Or it like didn't get talked about for longer. It better get brought back up. Anyways, Modest Muzelis, one of the top prospects, this is from basketnews.com again, one of the top prospects for the 2024 NBA draft has challenged ESPN's projected number one pick, Zachary Risichet, to a one-on-one showdown in the NBA draft process. The quote is, "Of course I want to see him one-on-one. He just doesn't want to do that with me. His agent will not do that with me, and I know he won't. It's a business decision." Then he said, "My advantage is that I have everything over him." When asked about what his main advantage would be. "Hey, what's your main advantage in this one-on-one matchup?" "My main advantage is literally everything." That's an insane quote. And I know that I get caught up in narratives probably more than most analysts do. That quote was enough for me. I saw that. I'm not kidding. I think he was probably 10 or 11. And I said, yeah, he's got to be top five for me. That's an insane quote. And I'm buying into the narrative. I don't care. But I wanted to let people know, just in case you're going to say that's a dumb narrative to buy into, go ahead and be lower on him. That is a fire quote. I'm buying into it. So Do with that what you will. That's going to do it for this episode of the TML Draft Series. This was Modest Bruzelis. You can follow me on Twitter at NoahRubin22. Follow us at FBI Basketball. And I will see you guys next time.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.